May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunyu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today we have a brief memory from Tony Artino. Tony used to take notes in the lectures, so we got a lot of great notes from him. And the recordings of a lot of the lectures are lost, or they weren't recorded or something. So a lot of his notes, that's it. That's all we have. And so I've entered them into the lecture archive. So this is one of the notes that Tony took. Many people mistakenly believe that Zen Buddhism and other religions are mystical. The practice of Zazen is not to gain a mystical something. Zazen is for developing or allowing a clear mind, as clear as the bright autumn sky. So, look at what he said there. Many people mistakenly believe that Zen Buddhism and other religions are mystical. Now, that's interesting. I say that sort of thing, but I'm not used to him saying it. Like, not singling out Zen as, you know, not being mystical. And I've heard a lot of that, you know. And, you know, people tend to do that. They say their religion's the best one, and it does this, and the other religions don't do that. I don't do this, you know. But I can just think of examples now of that. Like, going into a Vipassana retreat, and what's her name? Lily, who runs the Vipassana retreats here. She said, well, you know, our meditation is happening in the meditation hall, but also you know, it happens everywhere. You keep doing it when you leave. And she saw me, she said, well, you know, like with Zen, their meditation is just when they're meditating. I said, Lily, that's not true. It's the same thing. She went, oh, really? I mean, that's just normal for people to think that. I remember I was at Da Frijan's place. What was he called then? Da Lovananda? And what was it they said? Yeah, we're not to be attached. And one way in which we're different from all other religions is we're not even to be attached to our own teacher and our own way. And I said, you know, that's boilerplate. I didn't like that. And they were really into their way being the only great way. I mean, I have a thing on him. I wrote about the 3 days of it. If you go to cuke.com and read A Taste of Persimmon. Anyway, here, he pointed out that we're not, when he said, you can still say it's mystical because saying, many people mistakenly believe that Zen and other religions are mystical. Well, what they're mistakenly believing is a mistaken idea about what the word mystical stands for. I would think, you know, they're all just words, you know. That didn't, pardon me. But anyway, it's very beautiful. Then he says, so he's trying to, there's no absolute thing like we're not mystical. He's dealing with people who have some idea about what mystical means, right? And what is traditional in Zen teaching that I've seen is to knock them, when we're attached to something, to knock it away. Sixth Patriarch said, when he was dying, giving his instructions to his devoted disciples, he said, look, there's all these pairs of opposites, and people are always sticking to one side of whatever opposite they're on, and your job is to knock them off that. I don't remember how he said it. But that's what Suzuki was doing. He's saying it's not something mystical. People, oh, it's not. Well, what is it? It's allowing a clear mind. Allowing a clear mind. In other words, it's already there, right? As clear as the bright autumn sky. So he gave some other image rather than mystical. And then, of course, when we get we get attached to bright autumn sky, it's going to have to come back and say, well, some people say that Zen Buddhism is developed a mind as clear as bright autumn sky. But anyway, you see where I'm getting at there. But I like bright autumn sky. That's nice. And I should have left it where it was, and I apologize. But we can go back. Look, I'll read it once more, and then we can leave it there. And I'm going to come back with more quotes from Tony Artino. Our practice of Zazen is not to gain a mystical something. Zazen is for developing or allowing a clear mind, as clear as the bright autumn sky. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.